Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's just you and me, my friends. And I want to talk about my predictions. If you remember, every year I look into the future, and I do two things at this time of year. I look back at what I predicted the previous year, and review that, and go over how I did, and review it, and identify what really happened, and see how accurate I was. In 2008, I didn't have too good a year. I'd been trucking along at about a 75% for the previous 7 years, 8 years, 7 years, I guess it is. Yeah, 7 years. Previous to that, I had been at about a 75% accuracy. But in 2008, I was only 7 for 15, I think it was. And so that wasn't too good. But a lot of people, 2008 was a tough year to predict a lot of things, wasn't it? And then, but this year is a little bit different. This is my ninth year of making my predictions the past year, and 2009. And so what I want to do now is I want to look back and see how I did, see what happened, and based on what I predicted, and then total up my score. And by the way, later in the next few days, I'll be doing my 2010 predictions. So that'll be coming up in future shows over the next few days, within the next week. I'm not exactly sure what day we've got that scheduled for. But here's my first prediction for I'll tell you what, let me give you another prediction. And I don't remember if I said this on the show, but I did predict this. I predicted about 2 years ago, somewhere around 2 years ago, I predicted that we would have there would be a terrorist attempt on us by a woman with a bra bomb. That's right, a brassiere bomb. I predicted that we would have a brassiere bomb, that they would woven into the brassiere would be into the garment would be something to blow up an airplane. I predicted, but I said it would be a woman, and it would be in a brassiere. I didn't predict that it would be a man in his underwear, which is what had happened last week. But it's the same thing, right? And so I still stand by what I said. I mean, and the point that I was making, I really kind of came to that in a sarcastic way almost, because I said, okay, look at what they're making us do. They're making us take our shoes off. We can't take any liquids on the airplane, et cetera, because of what this person did or that person did. And so it was kind of a sarcastic thing, because I said, so what are we going to do? What's going to happen? What is going to be their reaction, the TSA? What is their reaction going to be to when a woman brings a bomb on in her brassiere? You know, how are we going to react to that? And the point I was making there was just that at some point in time, we have to be as diligent as we can be, and we have to live our lives. And the more that we allow the terrorists to do what they have done and to control our behavior, basically we're terrorized every day. Every time you fly, you're really part of the ongoing terror, right? Because you're having to take your shoes off. You're having to be reminded that the person next to you could be a terrorist, somebody that wants to blow you up and cause you harm. And so basically this kind of thing, the thing that we have to remember this is something that's going forward, folks. This is going to be part of our future. This is going to happen again next year somewhere. And that is the you know, we've got to realize that at some point in time, we just have to live our lives and not allow these people to control us. And I don't know exactly how to do that, but anyway, it's when terrorists do what they do, they don't have to, as we now know, they don't actually have to blow up an airplane to create terror, because terrorism is chaos, right? And so they don't have to blow up an airplane to create chaos. All they have to do is attempt to blow up an airplane to create chaos, and they've already won. They don't have to really kill anybody to win. All they have to do is frighten us, and they've certainly done that again, haven't they? But anyway, that's one of the things that I had predicted in the past, but not underpants, but something similar to it. Tony Tail, stay with us. Right back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Cross the Mersey, cause this land's the place I love.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.